Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us live this morning on the 1010 Winds Newsline, New York Yankees broadcaster Susan Waldman. Susan, I'm such a big fan of yours. It's so nice to have you with us.
Oh, Bridget, thank you very much. It's great to hear your voice. Great to hear everybody's voice. That's what I've been doing, is calling people, make sure they're still there, and that, yeah, you know, somebody's, that you know, you hear a voice and you sometimes feel a little bit better.
Yeah, and seeing a face every now and again with those Zoom conferences. But Susan, I understand WFAN is bringing back some classic games so people can get their baseball fix.
Well, we're trying to do that, and this week what we're going to do on our side, I know the Mets broadcasters are going to do this also with some of their games, but we're going to go through 2009, which happened to be a very good year, as much as we can. And John Sterling and I will be on the air live from two different states, and we will at 6:30, and we'll be talking to CeCe Sabathia, and what we're going to play tonight is CeCe Sabathia's first win as a New York Yankee, and that was his second game. It was in Kansas City after he got roughed up just a little bit at his first outing as a Yankee on opening day. And then tomorrow we're going to do a game that put the Yankees into first place. That's in May. And then on Wednesday we're going to rebroadcast the Yankee-Met game where Alex Rodriguez hit the pop-up to Castillo in the ninth inning, and he dropped it, and the Yankees won the game. And hopefully we'll have Alex Rodriguez on with us at 6:30. So John and I will be on live at 6:30 Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then we will play these three games. And then Thursday and Friday will be some Mets games, and I think Howie Rose will be introducing those, and then we'll keep going as long as this goes. And as there's plenty of games in 2009 that John and I did, including a pretty terrific playoff run in a World Series that I think people would like to hear. It'll make me feel better. I don't know about anybody else.
Susan, I hope you don't have to compete with the president for A-Rod's ear. I hope you're able to get him.
No, I don't. You know, I told Alex yesterday, I texted him and I said, I think it's wonderful that during this this coronavirus thing, you used all your free time to go and get your medical degree. But he kind of laughed at that. I don't know what they talked about. My guess is it was kind of a media thing. Whatever. He can make a couple of minutes to talk about that 2009 series, because as we all remember, without Alex Rodriguez, there's no championship. They don't get out of Minnesota without Alex Rodriguez. So that was his shining moment. His shining year was that year.
Susan, I have to ask you, are you hearing anything about how long the season might be delayed? I heard some predictions of, like, you know, late into October.
Well, that's what they're going to have to do, and there are all kinds of scenarios, Bridget, and I don't think anybody knows. The last I had heard, they were hoping maybe that they could start up spring training, you know, middle to end of May and start by early June. They're just going to have to realize, and they do realize, that they're not going to start up until people can travel, and that is not going on anytime soon. It could go late into October. They could do what we used to have, growing up, called thing called doubleheaders. They could do that every Sunday, have a doubleheader, make up games that way. I think until we know where we're going with all this, there are all kinds of contingency plans, and they'll see what they can get them done. You know, you don't have to play. As long as everybody plays the same amount of games, I don't see, you know, what the problem is. It's a different year for everybody, and, you know, if you play 130 games or 140 games, you know, that's fine also.
All right. And in the meantime, we will enjoy your broadcast and enjoy those classic games. Susan Waldman, New York Yankees broadcaster. Lovely to chat with you today.
Oh, great to talk to you, Bridget. Stay safe, everybody.
You too.